The fuel shortage that hit the country has now normalized. The long queues that were seen at the filling stations a few days ago have reduced, and at some stations there were no queues at all. A visit by Radio Ghana to some filling stations in Accra indicates that there is enough fuel to last for some days. Meanwhile, attendants at the stations say they have been instructed not to sell the fuel to customers in gallons, and there is a tendency that they will hoard it and sell it at a higher price. A report by Rita Nyakon and Alberta Nkansa.
Fuel shortage hit the country some few days ago, but government has stepped in to augment the situation. To make sure there's fuel for all, measures have been put in place, and one of such is that those who buy fuel in gallons should not be served. A visit to 37 and Legon Total and Gulf filling stations at Atomic Runabout showed there was enough fuel to last for days. The long queues that were seen over the weekend have reduced drastically, and there were even no queues at all at some stations. A fuel attendant at the 37 Gulf filling station said they had 9,000 liters this morning, but have been instructed not to sell to those who come with gallons.
Last week Sunday that we got shopping for. So we did not get some until yesterday, 3 days later, Saturday, 28th of June, and we received 9,000 liters in the evening. So within an over of hour, it got finished. So this morning to receive our 9,000 liters, that's what we are selling right now. Some people using who come and buy it in a gallon and they sell it in a high price to your customers, which is not good. So the strategy has got to sell gallons. If you bring your car, you sell, give you whatever you want to buy.
A frustrated customer who was not served because he came with a gallon said his car had developed a fault on the way, so he cannot move it to the station. Customers Radio Ghana spoke to at the filling stations also had this to say.
Well, it's been all right. Well, the queue is moving slowly, but all the same, you have no choice.
But it's better than the previous.
Exactly. Comparing this to the previous days, I think it's quite okay. So, I mean, we're okay. I'm okay here.
Yeah. I think we have been in the queue since 3 days today. We have been sleeping there and things. But today, I think everything is moving on fine. And we are hoping that everything will be fine for us.
I think things are better than from coming on from Thursday, Friday. Yeah, today, I think the fuel is coming. So we are hoping maybe from tomorrow up to the whole of the week, you know, we'll get fuel so that we can use fuel. But now, diesel too is getting shortened. As at now, we are coming to fuel, but they said there is no diesel. So as the petrol is coming, the diesel too is getting shortened. So,
last 3 days, I was at Sansam Junction, Tota. I was there the whole night. In the morning, when they came, they were selling to those with card and officers. But they will sell it to the officers, and after that, they give numbers to some officers that when they serve them, 30 people before they came to us. We were there. When it was 6 o'clock, they say they have closed. Me, my fuel was there. Me, for instance, a certain officer bought some for me, and today I'm here, and I hope I'll get something.
The situation is now okay. We are getting it, but it's like you get it from a point when you go a distance.
Two said they bought the 10-liter yellow plastic container at 50 Ghana cedis and the 2-liter one at 15 Ghana cedis each. The police arrested the four who were selling the fuel together with two customers and handed them over to the Kwabena station where their statements were taken.